Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Temperatures remain pleasant for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack, died from wounds sustained in an Israeli airstrike, according to the IDF. This information comes from Ynet, reported earlier today. Also, the Ali Tahar Ridge is at the center of negotiations for Hezbollah's withdrawal, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. A framework agreement reportedly prioritizes the evacuation of this area. Also this hour, Netanyahu looks weaker than ever, with his political rivals potentially poised to save him, according to Walla's report earlier this hour. Separately, Defense Minister Katz plans to shift civilian enforcement in Judea and Samaria to the police. This is from JNS reporting earlier today. And finally, a question from Donald Trump left Prime Minister Netanyahu without an answer during a meeting in the Oval Office. Mariv provided this report in the past 2 hours. Reaction has been swift on social media. Standing Together, an activist group, posted just minutes ago about their successful delivery of aid to Palestinian families in Qusra, despite military attempts to block them. Avi Kanner, a commentator, posted earlier today highlighting the contrasting visions for the Middle East, praising the UAE's development while criticizing Iran's actions. Israel Radar, a monitoring account, noted earlier today that while attention is on Iran, the situation in Gaza remains crucial following the October 7th events. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Gaza, the IDF announced that Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, who took part in the October 7th attack and held hostages, succumbed to injuries from a July airstrike. According to Ynet, his death impacts Hamas's leadership structure and could influence ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to the Ali Tahar Ridge negotiations, Saudi newspaper Ashark al-Awsat reports that Hezbollah's withdrawal is a key condition in talks. Israel Hayom adds that evacuating this strategic location might ease tensions on the northern border, potentially paving the way for broader agreements. Meanwhile, political dynamics in Israel are shifting. Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership faces challenges without a united front from the change bloc. This political uncertainty could affect Israel's governance ahead of upcoming elections. In the West Bank, Defense Minister Katz's decision to transfer civilian enforcement to the police aims to refocus the IDF on combating terrorism. JNS reports this move could alter how law enforcement is conducted in the area, affecting both security operations and civilian life. And in the United States, Netanyahu faced an unexpected challenge. Mariv details how a question from former President Trump during an Oval Office meeting left him without a response. This incident underscores the complexities of international diplomacy as Israel navigates its relationship with the U.S. On the economic front, first, the consumer price index rose by 0.3% in July, with notable increases in transportation and leisure, according to Walla Business. This rise reflects broader economic trends impacting the Israeli economy. Separately, despite rising prices, inflation remains low at 1.5%. Mariv Business highlights a particular concern with housing and transportation costs, which continue to influence market dynamics. And finally, OpenAI has appointed Dali Rajic from Wiz as its chief revenue officer, reports Tech. This strategic move comes as the company faces competition and prepares for a potential IPO, indicating significant developments in the tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.